Welcome back to Right Quick,
a bite-sized pop culture conversation with your favorite queer, unfriendly black hotties.
And we're unfriendly today because they canceled the Buffy reboot before it even got off the ground. I am Vance Go, and you may have heard a different voice on the podcast today. We got a guest hottie today. The homie, I'll let them introduce themselves, but who are you? Hi, friend.
Hi, I'm Free Williams, Free J Williams, yeah. Am I supposed to talk about the unfriendly part?
No, just, but I mean, who are you? Introduction.
Oh, yeah, I'm Free. Me and Vance have known each other since, 2019, Vance?
I think so. It was right before 2020, I feel like.
Yeah, because when we met, you got COVID.
Wait, was it COVID or was I just, it was a mystery illness, was it not?
It was a mystery illness, yes, but it was probably COVID, bitch. It was right around the time COVID was coming out.
So. Yeah, it was that, you know, every black person that you know always says, right around COVID, I got real sick.
Right.
It was that sickness. And me and Free being whores in the DMs. And
we were
chatting.
Not much.
We were chatting, and then you flew out to visit me.
I flew out thinking that, you know,
you got flued out. FLU flued out.
Yeah, he didn't flew me out, y'all. But you know, that would have been nice.
don't expose me, Nandi. It's like Nandi's here. Yeah, so you got flued out, and I actually had the flu, and it was very, very rated G outing because
rated G.
I was out for the count. Bitch, you was like, let's go outside. I'm like, I'm going to die.
Wait,
so
hold on now. That was you. I was like, you can stay in if you want to, bitch. You was like, I'm gonna try to go out.
I was looking like the Walking Dead.
Let me stop.
That's how you catch the thing.
Was I in my 20s then?
Grandpapa. Yeah.
I might be
930. Yeah, you 1 year older than me, no?
How old are you? 35?
36.
Wait, you just turned 36, right?
February, yeah. That's too much. PII.
Right. Look, cut that out.
Block that out.
Right.
Well, anyway, origin story withstanding. Yeah, Free is the homie, online homie. Yeah, we've been going strong about 7 years at this point. I feel like it kind of switched to homies at some point, and then, yeah, we just been homies. And Free is one of the only people that calls me consistently, and I don't even like that shit, but we be talking on the phone. So
you're talking like 2 hours straight, usually.
Not that I don't like you calling me. I just don't like talking on the phone. Like that.
Yeah.
But I am a yapper, which is why I have a podcast. So, yeah. But anyway, yeah. Today, we are, you know, as a part of our Pride Demon rollout, we're just doing queer topics every week. So this week, I brought the gayest nigga out. No, I'm kidding. this week, we're discussing the gayest show I know, Buffy. Not necessarily Buffy, but the Buffyverse in general. So I brought on Free because me and Free basically do what we're going to do right now all the time anyway about Buffy. Like, we be talking. So yeah, Buffyverse. Just to open it up, like, what's your relationship with the Whedonverse, Buffyverse, whatever you want to call it? How'd you get into it? Did you watch it live? Like, what was it?
I think I was first introduced to Buffy, like, after Saturday morning cartoons. I think it was on WB at the time.
Yeah.
And it was after the 11:30 block. And at 12 noon, Buffy would come on. And at the time, I think I was, like, 12, 13. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. I said, this chick is kicking folks' ass, and there's demons and shit. I was like, wait, I've been watching cartoons this whole time. I could be watching this.
Right.
So that was kind of my introduction, just watching Saturday morning cartoons and just rolling into to noon and seeing Buffy was on.
Was it reruns or was it like, did you watch it as it was coming off?
It was reruns because I think they had like a primetime spot.
Yeah, for sure. They did.
This was reruns.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I feel like I started watching Buffy like legit. Okay, I get the canon, what's going on. Probably season 6 or 7.
Okay.
So I came in late, but you know, they was always showing reruns. So I eventually caught it. And then I'm a DVD. I used to be a DVD person. So I had all the
yeah, DVDs. Bitch, I got it too.
And I bought the DVD commentary.
Yeah.
And then you watch the commentary. So like, you know, like DVDs is like really for, I think neurodivergent people, just kind of let loose. But yeah. Okay. So again, Buffy, I know, is it your favorite show?
It's one of my favorite shows. You know, it's hard for me to pinpoint a favorite, but it's one of my favorites for sure.
That's fair. I feel like I'll be acting like it might not be my favorite, but like, you know, that thing where it's just like, if you can give a 30-minute seminar, TED Talk on any topic, like Buffy is absolutely on the list.
Like, yeah.
Like without practice. So, okay. So let's get into the Buffyverse. So, why do you think our good sis has like endured the times? Like, why she's such a cultural touch point? Like, again, this is a podcast highlighting queerness, right? Because mm-hmm. This is our Pride Month, Pride Demon rollout. Like, why is this show gay? Or why do you feel like it's gay? I know you do, but like, I mean, what's queer about it? Like,
it's gay. I mean, besides the whole Willow of it all, later on, yeah. Realized she ain't like boys.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea of Buffy is gay. Like, she comes from this school after burning the damn gymnasium down, and like, she's, you know, basically kind of outed as a gay, but as a slayer, and she's trying to do it over yeah. at Sunnydale High.
I feel like that's actually a really good point. I feel like early seasons, like, that was the actual allegory. Remember, her mom was like, have you tried not being a slayer? Like,
right, exactly. Exactly.
And then, like you just said, she got outed and had to go to the other school where she was not out. And then, like, you know, even though everybody knew, because she was
trying to be normal, but
right.
Yeah.
The other thing, something about being othered, like the Slayer is just like constantly just like not like everyone else.
Right.
The family thing that Joss Whedon likes to have in his shows, where it's just like, yo, like, this is my family. Everybody here is here because we chose them. Obviously, Willow.
Yep.
Cunty protagonist.
Pretty gay.
That's very queer. The outfits, very queer, obviously. Yeah, okay, so I asked that. Faves. Let's discuss faves. What is your favorite season of Buffy?
My favorite season is probably season 5.
Glory?
Yeah, you know, bitch, I love Glory.
I think overall I think it has some fantastic episodes, but I don't like the arc. I don't know, something off about that Glory one. But what do you like about it? I guess
I just like the stakes of it, you know, like Buffy. I mean, she did die in the first season, but she was brought back so fucking fast, you know.
Yeah.
But in this season, they kind of left it on a cliffhanger, and it was like, oh, Buffy's dead, and Giles killed old buddy Ben to save the universe. I mean, like, that whole, I mean, I think maybe it was just the ending that really got me. Like, I love that. Like, it was badass. Willow came in after Tara got, like, mind wiped and was like, I'm gonna fuck this bitch up. Here's a bad asshole.
No, I do like it's season 5. Yeah, I had some bangers for sure. Like, I do love like the Willow arc, where it's just like Willow was constantly getting stronger, like low key on the side. And then Glory did the thing to Tara, Willow came in and was like, oh, bitch, I'm about to
fuck your ass up. She was ready. She
knocked the ass between the washer and dryer. And like, that also was supposed to be the series finale, and it ended up not being it. So that's why, like, they kind of ended it. What was it? Oh, they had in season 4, I think they had a countdown, and the countdown date was the date of Buffy died or some shit like that. It was like the date
during, like, while it was on air.
Yeah, it was like the date that that episode aired. Like, they had a bunch of weird foreshadowing stuff. Like, because I think I'm rewatching it right now. Season three, at the end of season three, Faith was in Buffy's dream and she was making a bed. And she was just like, oh, I'm getting this ready for little sis coming. Ooh. And that foreshadowed Dawn coming two seasons later. Right. So, like, I think despite, you know, how we feel about Joss Whedon, I think just, like, the writing was tight. Like, they were doing stuff on TV that, like, was not happening.
Definitely. But I like to tell people when it comes to, like, these problematic-ass people, these writers, is like, they had other people in the room, too. You know? Yeah. It wasn't just him.
Right. And, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm not cashing that nigga out now. But also, Buffy is his own thing at this point. Like, I think it's a cultural juggernaut. Like, it's launched 1,000 podcasts. It's launched about a bunch of think pieces. There's college courses. There's dissertations. Yeah. Like, it's kind of like it's his own thing at this point. So, like, I think it is fairly divorced from Joss Whedon. Mm-hmm. I do feel like when I watch, I have a hard time separating it sometimes because of like the character Xander.
Xander,
and even the the big bad of season six, the three nerdy niggas, like
that was Joss Whedon.
Yeah, that was like Joss Whedon proxy, right? Like it was just like these incel-y. And then like I mean, I do think like they did a good job highlighting how that's not good. Like, oh no, these niggas is rapists. Like, but yeah, okay. Who is your favorite big bad? I think you already foreshadowed it. But
who's you didn't tell me who your favorite season. What's your favorite?
Oh. Season three, baby.
Okay, yeah. Faith Leanne. You know,
yeah, that's my girl. That's
actually the gayest season.
It is. Okay, yeah. So like Buffy, I think is canonically queer in the comics. But you know, on TV, they wasn't ready to do that. Cause like even Willow was a big deal. It was
'90s, early 2000s, so.
Right, they wasn't ready to do that on TV. But like the almost canon relationship between Buffy and Faith. Faith is a dark slayer, if you're still listening to this and you don't like Buffy.
Right.
But the dark slayer that showed up in season three. And like them bitches was in a relationship. Like it was It was just like she was being seduced by Faith, and like all her friends was kind of like, "Damn, girl, like what y'all doing?"
Good, girl. That shit was good. That's what was going on.
Look, Faith put that thing on her.
Bitch.
Season three, I think season three just got like the best episodes. I love the dynamic between Faith and Buffy. Yeah. It was juicy. I don't know, but yeah. Big Bad, who you got?
Season three was good, yeah. And the end, the Big Bad was very close to them, so it made it more interesting.
Right, and she was human. I think it was the first one where it was like she was human. The only one, really. Everybody else is a demon or a god.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Or whatever Adam was.
Whatever Adam was, right. Something, a mutant.
I hate that nigga. who is your favorite Big Bad?
I think I already said it. I mean, I guess, you know, who is my favorite big bad? I mean, it's Glory. She's just bad. She was cunty. Like, you know, she had some flavor to her. She was knocking the girls between the washer and the dryer, like you said.
Yeah, she was running Buffy. I don't know. I also feel like the villains that have a connection to the crew are always like I think Angel.
Yeah.
Angel season two and Faith are my favorite just because of the fact that they were so connected to the crew.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
Angel's her damn boyfriend. And then this nigga turned into a psychopath and started killing goldfish. And I was like, what is this? And he was taking them through there.
First of all, that always bothered me, that goldfish thing. Like,
That was crazy. That was crazy. And it was like, you was in my house, nigga. Dude, this is too much. He killed. We be talking about Jenny Calendar all the time. He Justice fine. For Jenny.
Oh my god!
Listen, she don't get enough credit. I think in the series, like no one talks about Jenny Calendar after season three.
And aside about the actress, she was one of Prince's dancers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
was she white? Is she just is she a spicy I mean, white? What is she
white?
Are she fine? Yeah, she was hot.
She was fine.
I was like, okay, Giles, I see you.
Right, Giles be pulling them. But anyway, like you were saying, my bad.
Yeah, no worries. Favorite character in the Buffyverse, who you got?
My favorite character?
Yeah.
Who is my favorite character? Man, that's Cordy. Cordelia.
Through the whole thing, just through, Angel. Through the just whole Buffy? Thing.
I just Buffy.
Okay.
She had an evolution when she went to Angel. I love Cordelia.
Cordy. Like, bro. I love Cordy. I agree. But I think the Joss Whedon in the room, you know, the way she ended the whole mystical pregnancy. Mm-hmm. First of all,
her thousandth mystical pregnancy.
Yeah, ain't she was mystically impregnated like four times in the whole series, which is crazy. And then like season four, just that whatever the fuck that was. Like, for context, the actress Charisma Carpenter got pregnant, and it seems like the showrunner Joss Whedon like punished the actress for it. So like the arc basically, and it took up the whole season, so it sucked. But like the arc basically was like
all 20
she was folks,
yeah,
impregnated by this mystical being, and that was controlling her body, and she was doing all this raggedy stuff. So it turned out Cordy was a big bad, and then the beam, she gave birth to it, and it was a black woman, the Gina Torres fine ass.
Yeah.
And Lawrence, that character,
right?
What'd you say?
I said Lawrence's wife.
Yeah. So the character Jasmine, Gina Torres, was actually an okay character. I thought that character would be decent.
That character,
but like,
yes.
But they spent the whole season with this shit. And it was like, when you think about it, it was just to like punish the actress. And I'm like, that's cruel and fucked up. And it fucked up your story because like Cordy is the best character.
Yeah, Angel season 4, y'all.
Can't
skip again, it.
You said what? Can't skip it. So
but
I think the season 4 Angel has some banger episodes, yeah. But overall is trash.
Actually, one of my favorite episodes just was the reveal that Cordy was evil. I'm not gonna lie. That was kind of dope. You hated it?
I was livid, but I also was watching it live and getting my life. It was riveting. Yeah, it was riveting because every episode it was apocalyptic. Everything that could happen to them people is happening to them people. And I was like, "What is happening? Like, what are they gonna do?" And then,
Girl showed up.
Oh, Faith. Yeah, Faith. let me get on my big bad. Faith is my best big bad. But she okay. I say that, but she's not a big bad.
She's not.
She's not because like
a teenager.
The mayor was the big bad, and Faith is really just like a troubled youth that like these people failed.
Yep.
Well, they failed her at every turn. Yep. Like Faith is probably, we talked about this, but like Faith the Slayer is probably younger than Buffy.
Right, like a year.
Who was like 17 or 18 in the season. Right, because Slayers get activated at like 15, 16. Right. So like, if she got activated after Buffy, I assume they're about the same age, but I think she's younger. But then the show did that thing because she was evil or like they highly sexualized her.
Yeah.
So like when she showed up, she was talking about having sex and all this other stuff. So I think she just felt older.
Right.
But then she shows up and then like Joyce Summers, Buffy Mama, and then Giles both did not
they
be like, little bro,
her. Right.
Come stay in my house. Like I get
at a motel 6 down the street with roaches.
She was paying for a weekly hotel and fighting demons. And I was like, help this girl.
Ooh. The stipends they should have been getting, bitch.
The fact that the Slayers are unpaid is crazy.
Unpaid
labor. Child
six.
Labor.
Six, bitch. Why was Buffy struggling?
Right. And then her friends were staying at her house and they wasn't paying no rent. I said, this is crazy. This is criminal. I said, white people got some nerve. They were like, Buffy, this is your house. I was like,
oh, bitch.
And they're found family. So, like, what the fuck?
Can we talk about how you got kicked out? Or you want to say something else?
Oh, absolutely. No, that season 7 was trash. And it was highlighted by the fact that Buffy's quote-unquote friends kicked her out of her own house. Crazy.
At her own fucking house.
Honorable mention to season 6.
Okay.
So nobody, I don't think people like season 6, but I will say, I think season 6, one thing I really like about Buffy is like almost no matter what stage of your life you in, there's a season, right?
Right.
So season 6 is like that. I'm in my 20s or I'm in my 30s and like the big bad is life.
Yep.
Buffy died in the finale of season 5. She comes mm-hmm. back. And then she don't want to be there because she literally was in heaven and they dragged her out.
Minding her own business.
having a good time. Right. And then her friends brought her back to Sunnydale, which is literally on top of a hell mouth. And it's like, so they brought her to hell and then she has to pay bills.
Right.
And they spent like 12 episodes of that season where like mama was just not having a good time.
She was working at McDonald's.
She was. And nobody was helping her. She was. and nobody was helping her. And I was like, this is crazy. So like when I watched that season and I'm feeling like depressed or something, I'm like, yeah, this is what this is. Like,
right.
That episode where she's like in the psych ward in her head and she keeps they're telling her like, oh, the series is all in your head and you're unwell. Right. That shit fucks me up. Remember how it ended?
Bitch. It was very ambiguous, right?
She was just catatonic because she chose to be in the fake world. And I was like, And I think her mom was there crying and her mom was dead at this point. So I was like,
I'm like, is this real? Is this the other, like, was this like an offshoot universe? Like, what's happening here?
And speaking of, like, I think we're going to get to, like, offshoots of Buffy, but it's that movie. I saw the TV glow.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Right? Like, she chose to be in that world, but then she died in this world. Like, yeah.
Yep.
Whew. All right.
That movie. That's a whole other podcast.
Right. who is your favorite Buffyverse character?
Who's my what?
Favorite Buffyverse character.
Oh, my favorite Buffy. I already said it. I guess maybe we talk about Buffy.
You did say that.
It's Cordy.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Oh, I think you meant to say who's your least, right?
I did. Yes. Oh, okay. I didn't say mine is Anya, by the way.
Oh yeah.
I love that. Anya. I told you I met Emma Clawfield, right?
No. Did you meet her?
I met her at one of the homies as an actress, and she's always having parties. And I met Emma. Emma was there.
That's dope.
And I told my friend, I was like, yo, like, I don't want to be no groupie because there's always actors there. And like, you know, you don't want to be the nigga walking up, fanning out.
Right.
But I'm like, I love Emma. They were like, I'll say something. So I just went up and told her that justice for, you know, Anya. And I think that she's an underrated comedic actress. And like, you know,
she really is. Was this after the audiobook came out?
I think so. This had to have been like last year, the year before. I think it was last year.
Okay. No, you ever told me you met Emma? You told me you met Jay.
Yeah, he also underrated character, James Gunn. Oh, I'm sorry, James Gunn. Ha ha ha. Charles Gunn. James Gunn. That's a who is that? Barbara from Abbott. How should be saying names wrong?
Oh my god.
But Charles Gunn.
Bobby Brown.
Right. Girl. Charles Gunn is a young nigga that is a vampire hunter, and him and his community go out and hunt vampires. That is the richest character on TV at that time.
Really was. They failed him.
You know the only reason he was on the show was because what is it? NAACP. I know they don't want us to say it that way no more, but I'm gonna keep saying it. They mandated that these shows have more black characters, so then they had to do Charles Gunn, that was the character we got.
The 2000s. Okay. Wow. Yeah,
so they were forced to do that, and I'm glad they did. But like, I wish that character was written by like black people, because it would be even better.
Yeah, no, it would have been. It would have been much richer. The idea of the character is really rich, his backstory, but then he just got absorbed into Angel's white ass world with these white ass people, and just left his people to fend for themselves.
Crazy.
Yeah,
no. I think he should have just been like the other game in town that works with them.
Yeah.
And then, like, low-key, you could have had more black characters if you just, like, had Gunn send his people over if y'all need some help.
Right. Y'all could have been jumping demons, bitch.
Right. Because, like, because, like, the idea of some hood niggas, like, policing their community from evil forces, which are the actual demons, is, like...
what we should be doing anyway, but,
Right. So that's revolutionary, brother.
Well, we're talking about Joss Whedon, the winner of, he won an award, right?
It was some feminist award that nigga won. And then his wife was like, not on my watch. And then she wrote an op-ed. It was like, this nigga sucks.
He's terrible.
You're awarding him. And he be cheating on me. And you know you can't wrong a white woman.
No, you can't. She aired it out, bitch.
Listen, hey, sometimes you got to air it. Sometimes you got to write an op-ed.
That's what Hillary should have did. But, you know, that's a different topic for a different time. Hillary Clinton.
So, mm-hmm. This is a hater question, but who is your least favorite Buffyverse character?
You want to say it at the same time?
Oh, but, yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Xander Harris.
Oh. Hey,
we was off, y'all.
I said Connor, but that's from Angel. Okay. Hear me out.
I hate Xander. But go ahead.
Hear me out about Xander. Hear me out. I think Connor's worse than Xander because I think if you were to ask the characters in universe who's worthless, I don't think they would say Xander.
No, you're right.
I think he provides value to them, right? Because he is a proxy to Joss Whedon.
Right.
So Joss Whedon makes him really important all the time. So I think that, like, that's why I couldn't say Xander is the worst character, or least favorite, at least. Connor brings no value. I don't think anyone wants Connor, including his dad. So, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Before we wrap up, we've gone a little long. Before we wrap up, do you have any? I know we were loosely talking about the staying power of Buffy. Yeah, but even the shows that have come from Buffy, like there are so many. But can you just think of things that that reflect the cultural relevance of Buffy? Or I don't know how. You get me?
I mean, I think a lot of shows took that drama model after Buffy, you know. I think she definitely took some from the 90s, but I think Supernatural wouldn't be what it was.
Yeah. Grimm, so many Supernatural shows, I know, for sure. Charm
came out at the same time, but I still think they looked at Buffy as a model.
It was Practical Magic in Buffy, I'm sure.
Yeah. So many shows.
Who is the best, who do you think most, the best Buffy descendant? Like handed over the baton. If you were to refer a show, if you love Buffy, you'll love this. What show is that?
That's a hard one. Because there's not many shows that are exactly like Buffy. You got one?
That's the Dead Boys Detective Show.
Oh, yeah. Neil Gaiman.
I think that one is a good successor. What I love about Buffy is they balance the comedy and the horror, and I've said it on this podcast before, but the fact that they use books and knowledge to save everyone.
Right.
So the most important character in Buffy is often Giles, because he's the one with the information, with the knowledge, or he's the one that mentors them and gets them to get what they need. So
or Wesley in the
do you name. How do you feel about Wesley in general?
He had a glow up.
I think he had the most dramatic arc, right? Yeah. I think from start to beginning he had the most this nigga not even the same character. But I also feel he kind of was a piece of shit the whole time
from the beginning. Yeah. Yes. Why were you dating a tween?
What, kissing Cordelia?
Kissing Cordelia. There was dating.
No, they didn't date.
So he just kissed her.
No, it was a flirtation, which is problematic in itself.
It is so problematic. He was 22, maybe.
Well, how old was he supposed to be? I think...
I know he had to been in his 20s, though.
In these shows, once they graduate high school, they're all just 20-something. Because, I'm watching season 4 and season 5. Buffy's 20 in season 5. But, she's just an adult, right? And then Cordy, when she goes to Angel, she's just an adult.
She is, late 20s when she goes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they just were no, it don't matter. Like Cordy is 25. Because, it don't make sense that she's 19.
Right.
And then 20. Because she's, 20. She's, 21 in season 3 of Angel.
Yeah.
Right? 20, 21?
Yeah, she would have been.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Angel and his loving 19, 18-year-olds and 20-year-olds. It's crazy.
God, bitch, please. Ew. Cordelia, one of them. Buffy.
Also, I hate to be that guy, but I think Cordy and Angel is a better ship than Buffy.
No, it made more sense.
Cordy was an adult when they were going. Like, it just made more sense. It felt like the more mature relationship.
I love Buffy. I think Buffy's a great friend. But her and Angel together was so fucking boring.
Well, it didn't make sense in season 3 because it's like, you already know what happens when this nigga's with you. Like, he's going to lose his soul and kill everyone.
When he get too happy.
Right. So why would you not ghost him? Like, I think this is not pro ghosting, but if your boyfriend will kill all your friends if he's happy, you have to ghost him.
This is definitely pro ghosting on that part, though.
Make him unhappy. Like, don't talk to him.
Yeah. You got to go, nigga. You need to go suck some blood somewhere.
And he's a fuckboy. This nigga had a whole baby and did not turn evil. Your baby don't make you happy?
baby mama did not make... But it was...
I mean, granted, the baby was Connor. Yeah, it was Connor. I get it. I wouldn't be happy either. But he didn't know the baby sucked when it came out. Like, he should have been happy.
He had an evil-ass baby with Darla.
Raggedy-ass baby. Anyway, do you have any last thoughts about Buffy?
No. Wish we could talk more.
Would you vote for Buffy?
Would I vote for Buffy for president?
Yeah.
No. I don't think...
Really?
I don't think Buffy is qualified to be president. But
she was qualified.
I think she should have, like, a position in the cabinet for sure.
Like head of security or some
shit? Yes.
Okay. But, I mean, we talk about presidential qualifications. I'm like, I think Buffy Ann would be a better president.
A better president than Donald bitch ass Trump. So yes. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm like Buffy for president. You know, okay.
But I mean, you read more of the comic books than I did. Was she going guarantor a political career?
No. What they just, like, after they changed the world and made everyone slayers, they just kind of, like, Buffy was like the head slayer bitch. So, like, kind of like CIA director type shit. I don't know how you would put it. Yeah, but there's so many comics. Like, yeah, we didn't even talk about the comics. Like, there are so many different comics. They start over. One of the best ones I read was, like, All the Kids Were Training.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think that's how you go with Buffy. Like, the fact that Xander and them wasn't training in the gym to kill demons don't make no sense. Because it's like, Buffy has power. She's not going to die. Like, she's probably...
Oh, you got Buffy.
She's the least likely to die in a fight.
Even Dawn started... rest in peace to our girl.
I know.
Even Dawn started training. So, like... I hate that.
We can't see any of that, but yeah.
He is Josh Whedon incarnate. That is...
Well, I feel like we're wrapping up. Today's episode is sponsored by The Gay Agenda. It's The Gay Agenda all month. Use your butt, as we always say.
Use your butt.
Big thanks to our producer and audio Adonis, Aaron Brand Freeman. I've been Vance Go, and you can find me on IG Threads at Sir The Thought. You can also tell us about ourselves. I would like for y'all to talk to us more. Just in general, we have an IG. It may be ran by me, so send us a message. Share our shit. Talk shit. Like, if you don't like something, I don't know. I don't want y'all to be sending hate mail, but you know, talk to us. At Right Quick Pod on Instagram. And who are you, friend? Or what can we find you?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at FreeJWill8 and on Facebook at FreeJWilliams. After I lose this job, you can find me on the corner probably because these production jobs ain't coming in like they're supposed to. So
sell them feet, baby.
Don't say nothing when you see me out there. Be quiet, unless you paint.
Is that bitch from that podcast I didn't listen to? Well, anyway, bye, y'all.
Bye.
Right Quick is a podcast for The Agenda Productions, created by Nandi Kane, co-hosted by Vance Go. Aaron Rand Freeman is our mouthy producer. Theme music by Luke Santi. Art by Sonia Honeycutt. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate, review, and follow us on Patreon at The Agenda Productions.